Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Conflict in West Asia intensifies as Iran and joint Israeli-US forces launch new waves of missile and drone attacks. US President Donald Trump does not rule out sending ground troops into Iran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi discusses West Asia situation with Saudi Crown Prince and Kings of Bahrain and Jordan. Flights from Dubai and Abu Dhabi to India resume, bringing relief to passengers stranded in UAE. IndiGo to operate 10 special relief flights from Jeddah to India today to facilitate return of stranded passengers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to address post-budget webinar today on sustaining and strengthening economic growth. And All England Badminton Championships begin today in Birmingham. And now the news in detail. Conflict in West Asia has intensified as Iran and joint Israeli-US forces launched new waves of missile and drone attacks. Iranian-backed militias targeted US assets across Gulf countries, including the United Arab Emirates, Kuwait, and Bahrain, following the killing of their supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, and other top officials. Israel and the US struck dozens of targets in Tehran, hitting Iranian military and intelligence sites. Speaking at the White House, US President Donald Trump said their objectives are destroying Iran's missile capabilities, annihilating their navy, and ensuring that Iran can never obtain a nuclear weapon. Later in an interview to private media channel, US President said the big wave is yet to come in conflict with Iran. In a separate interview, Mr. Trump did not rule out sending US troops to Iran if it was necessary.
Our objectives are clear. First, we're destroying Iran's missile capabilities, and you see that happening on an hourly basis, and their capacity to produce brand new ones and pretty good ones they make. Second, we're annihilating their navy. We've knocked out already 10 ships. They're at the bottom of the sea. Third, we're ensuring that the world's number one sponsor of terror can never obtain a nuclear weapon.
U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio also said that hardest hits are yet to come from the U.S. military and the next phase will be even more punishing on Iran than it is right now. He said that the world will be a safer place after completion of this operation.
They're suffering a tremendous amount of damage. Honestly, again, I'm not going to give away the details of our tactical efforts, but the hardest hits are yet to come from the U.S. military. The next phase will be even more punishing on Iran than it is right now. Someone was screaming, how long will it take? I don't know how long it'll take. We have objectives. We will do this as long as it takes to achieve those objectives, and we will achieve those objectives. The world will be a safer place when we're done with this operation.
During a Pentagon press briefing, U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said more than 1,250 targets have been struck in the first 48 hours. The U.S. military said B-2 stealth bombers struck Iran's ballistic missile facilities with 2,000-pound bombs. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu visited Beit Shemesh city and met civilians hit by missile from Tehran. After meeting the locals, Mr. Netanyahu said this is the third day of Operation Roaring Lion to thwart existential threats to Israel and great threats to America and the entire world.
The tyrants of Tehran target civilians. We target the tyrants of Tehran to protect civilians. I've said for many years that they threaten not only Israel and not only America. They chant death to Israel, death to America. That's their ultimate target. But I said that they would also target those in between, that they would target Europe. This terrorist regime of the kind we've never seen in the world, if they get nuclear weapons and the means to deliver them, ballistic missiles, intercontinental ballistic missiles, they will threaten all of humanity. So we set out to protect ourselves, but in so doing, we protect many others.
Meanwhile, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, said the recent losses of its supreme leader and other top officials have not shaken Iran, but rather made it stronger, adding the enemy will no longer be safe anywhere in the world. Meanwhile, Iran's President Masoud Pezeshkian has appointed Revolutionary Guards General Majid Ebnel Reza as acting defense minister after his predecessor was killed in Israeli-US strikes. On the other hand, United Arab Emirates or UAE is His Ministry of Defense said that its air defenses successfully intercepted 9 ballistic missiles, 6 cruise missiles, 148 drones yesterday. UAE said that since the beginning of the Iranian attack, 174 ballistic missiles launched towards the country have been detected, of which 161 were destroyed, while 13 fell into the sea. A total of 689 Iranian drones were also detected, with 645 intercepted, while 44 landed within the country's territory. Moreover, Iran's Foreign Minister Sayyed Abbas Araghchi said that over 160 young girls were killed in the US-Israeli bombing on a primary school. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has discussed the evolving situation in West Asia with Crown Prince and Prime Minister of Saudi Arabia, Mohammed bin Salman, during a telephonic conversation. Mr. Modi condemned the recent attacks on Saudi Arabia, describing them as a violation of its sovereignty and territorial integrity. In a social media post, he said that both sides agreed that the earliest restoration of regional peace and stability is of utmost importance. The Prime Minister also thanked Mr. Salman for looking after the well-being of the Indian community during these difficult times. Mr. Modi also held a telephonic conversation with the King of Bahrain, Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa. Condemning the attacks on Bahrain, Mr. Modi said that India stands in solidarity with its people in this difficult hour. He thanked the King of Bahrain for the steadfast support extended to the Indian community in the country. The Prime Minister also spoke to King Abdullah II of Jordan and conveyed deep concern at the evolving situation in the region. Mr. Modi reaffirmed India's support for peace, security and the well-being of the people of Jordan. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he thanked the King for taking care of the Indian community in Jordan in this difficult hour. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Flight operations from Dubai and Abu Dhabi to India resumed last night. In a major relief to thousands of Indians stranded in the UAE due to conflict in the West Asian region, flights to Delhi, Mumbai and Bengaluru took off after days of suspension. Dubai Media Office said in a social media post that the Dubai airports confirmed a limited resumption of flight operations last evening, with a small number of flights permitted to operate from Dubai International and Dubai World Central Al Maktoum International. Travelers have been advised not to proceed to the two airports unless they have been contacted directly by their airline with a confirmed departure time. Civil Aviation Ministry says IndiGo plans to operate 10 special relief flights from Jeddah to India today to facilitate the return of stranded passengers subject to required approvals and prevailing airspace conditions. In a statement, the ministry said IndiGo is coordinating with the Consulate General of India at Jeddah for passenger facilitation. Union Minister for Civil Aviation Ram Mohan Naidu also reviewed the situation at a high-level meeting attended by Civil Aviation Secretary Samir Kumar Sinha and all senior officials. The ministry said it is closely monitoring the evolving airspace situation in parts of the Middle East and its impact on international flight operations. It said the special arrangements are being made to facilitate the movement of stranded passengers and the airlines are deploying additional capacity where required. It further added that airlines are coordinating closely with foreign aviation authorities and Indian missions abroad to ensure safe and orderly passenger movement. The ministry also advised passengers to check the latest flight status directly with their respective airlines before proceeding to the airport and to rely only on official sources for updates. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the post-budget webinar today through video conferencing on the theme Sustaining and Strengthening Economic Growth. The Prime Minister's office informed that the post-budget webinar will highlight the forward-looking reform push to expand industrial scale, deepen technological leadership and strengthen the foundations of critical sectors. It said that the deliberations will focus on translating these priorities into effective action. They will be guided by insights from industry participants whose on-ground experience will support more effective implementation. in Kerala, capital city of Thiruvananthapuram, is fully prepared for the annual Attakal Pongala festival today. Lakhs of women devotees from across the state have already started arriving to take part in the ritual at the Attakal Bhagavathi temple. We have more from our correspondent.
Lakh of women devotees have gathered in Kerala's capital Thiruvananthapuram for the Attakal Pongala festival. Devotees will prepare pongala, a sweet offering made of rice, jaggery and coconut in earthen pots set up on temporary brick huts across streets and open spaces in the city. As per tradition, only women offer pongala. The Adappu Vettu ritual and lighting of ceremonial flame will take place at 9:45 this morning, marking the beginning of the offering. The Pongala offering ritual will be held at 2:15 this afternoon. The festival will end with midnight with the offering of Puridi. Authorities have put in place elaborate arrangements including traffic regulations, drinking water facilities, medical camps and enhanced security. A local holiday has been declared for government officers in the district. Vidhi M. Palluruthi, Akashvani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
In sports, the All England Badminton Championships will begin today in Birmingham. India will open the campaign today with a 12-member squad across all five disciplines. Two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu is set to miss the tournament after being stranded in Dubai following the closure of the Gulf airspace amid the US-Iran conflict. With Sindhu out, the responsibility of leading the charge shifts to Lakshya Sen. In men's singles, Sen will take on world number one and defending champion Shi Yu Qi of China in the opening round. A total lunar eclipse will take place across several time zones in India today. In this, the moon moves from right to left, passing through Earth's shadow. This first rare celestial event is going to occur at 3:20 p.m. and will end at 6:47 p.m. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Anuja. All the newspapers are full of headlines on the ongoing West Asia crisis. A front page headline in the Hindu writes, West Asia war escalates, spikes oil, strands flyers. IndiGo to operate 10 flights from Jeddah to bring back stranded passengers today, writes the Tribune, as limited flight operations resumed since Monday evening. The Statesman says, PM reaches out to Gulf leaders, condemns attacks and pushes for regional calm. War widens, wounds market, states Financial Express. Amid fears of shortage in crude oil, the Times of India says government may ask companies to cut exports, increase auto fuel LPG supplies. India and Canada announce a major expansion in the bilateral trade with new energy in ties. The Hindu writes, India-Canada ink landmark uranium deal as Carney meets Modi. The Times of India notes, third year in row EPFO to offer 8.25% for 2025-26. The Pioneer reports national capital set for hotter days as mercury climbs to 30.9 degrees Celsius. In a major push to women empowerment in the national capital, a headline in the Times of India says, from Ladli to Pink Saheli, Delhi women get four reasons to cheer. And finally, an editorial in the Indian Express talks about how Jammu and Kashmir's grit earned it the Ranji Trophy and fans across country. J&K remained divided in politics, but the cricket team has remained a thick unit enduring the same struggles, united in the face with a gathering of talents proving the unifying power of cricket. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Renu. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Conflict in West Asia intensifies as Iran and joint Israeli-US forces launch new waves of missile and drone attacks. US President Donald Trump does not rule out sending ground troops into Iran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi discusses West Asia situation with Saudi Crown Prince and Kings of Bahrain and Jordan. Flights from Dubai and Abu Dhabi to India resume, bringing relief to passengers stranded in UAE. IndiGo to operate 10 special relief flights from Jeddah to India today to facilitate return of stranded passengers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to address post-budget webinar today on sustaining and strengthening economic growth. And All England Badminton Championships begin today in Birmingham. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.